there's a very important thing with the book of Job, which is the suffering of the righteous.
罪人受苦, 这容易了解。
If a wicked man suffers, this is very simple to understand.
但是一个义人受苦就很难了解。
However, when a righteous man begins to suffer, this is very difficult to reason about.
那在约伯记里面,
and within the book of Job,
我们可以发现所谓的义人, 有两种, 有两种方式来表达。
And for in the book of Job, we can see that there are two kinds of reasons. Two kinds of reasons why a righteous man suffers. And there are two types of righteousness. And let's first turn to Job chapter 1. The book of Job chapter 1. Verse 8. Then the Lord said to Satan, "Have you considered my servant Job, that there is none like him on earth, a blameless and upright man, one who fears God and shuns evil?" And here it says, "One who fears God and shuns evil." And sometimes when we think of a righteous person, we think of someone who fears God and shuns evil.
因此有时候我们觉得说我没有做什么恶事啊。
And sometimes we feel like perhaps we haven't done anything wrong.
所以我们也觉得说我们好像是义人啊。
And then we also feel like we are righteous then.
但是这个约伯记里面提到约伯的义啊，还有一种。
However, there is one more quality to the righteousness of Job in this book.
这个敬畏神远离恶事就是说不该做的我没有做。
And for fearing God and shunning evil, it's saying that the things that I should not do, I do not do.
但是义还有另外一种，就是说该做的我们有没有做。
And there's another type of righteousness that is also recorded in the Bible, which is the things that are good, do I do those?
所以如果我们只停留在不该做我没有做，我们都是义人。 So
if we just simply stop at the point where the things that we should not do, that we do not do those, and we say that we are righteous, then perhaps we are all righteous then.
但是如果我们想说 义人包括应该做的我有没有做，那我们就发现我们差一截很大截。
Then, but when we put the other definition of righteous person in front of ourselves, and we say the things that are good, do we do those kinds of things? And when we use that standard, then perhaps we're not righteous.
因为圣经里面的定义罪也是两个定义。
Because the same way that we evaluate sin,
约翰一书说罪就是违背律法。
In 1 John it says sin is to go against the law.
就是不该做，你去做，这个就违背律法。
Which is to do the things that are wrong, which is against the law.
但是在雅各书里面，
However, in the book of James,
他讲罪就是应该做的没有做。
James, in the book of James, it says that things that are good you do not do, that is also sin.
这也是罪。
And that is also sin.
那倒过来看， 如果我们要做义人，
And if we flip this over and we say that we want to become a righteous person,
不只说不该做的我们不可以做。
It's not just to say that the things that we should not do, that we do not do.
还有包括应该做的我们要做。
But also the things that we should do, that we also have to do.
但是这一方面我们常常欠了一大截。
However, we often are far away from this standard.
那如果我们看约伯，我们就知道我们差一大截。
And if we put ourselves into comparison with this character Job, then we realize that we have a long way to go.
那什么是应该做的？
And so what is this thing that we should be doing?
我们要做才是义人。
And that we can do to become a righteous person.
我们现在看, 约伯记29章。
Let us turn to Job chapter 29.
约伯记29章。
Job chapter 29.
从第七节开始。
From verse 7.
一直到十七节。
Job chapter 29, verse 7 to 17. When I went out to the gate by the city, when I took my seat in the open square, the young men saw me and hid, and the aged arose and stood. The princes refrained from talking and put their hand on their mouth. The voices of nobles were hushed, and their tongues stuck to the roof of their mouth. When the ear heard, then it blessed me, and when the eye saw, then it approved me. Because I delivered the poor who cried out, the fatherless and the one who had no helper, the blessing of a perishing man came upon me, and I caused the widow's heart to sing for joy. I put on righteousness, and it clothed me. My justice was like a robe and a turban. I was eyes to the blind, and I was feet to the lame. I was a father to the poor, and I searched out the case that I did not know. 17, I broke the fangs of the wicked and plucked the victims from his teeth.
这个从第十二节开始，就在讲约伯做的义。From
verse 12, it says the righteousness that Job actually did.
应该做的他也在做。
The things that he should have done that he did.
那到底他做什么？
And what exactly did he do?
若解说他拯救哀求困苦的人和无人帮助的孤儿。And
in verse 12 it says, because I delivered the poor who cried out, the fatherless and those and the one who had no helper.
所以他用神给他的恩典来帮助孤儿，帮助那一些需要帮助的人。And
so he used the blessings that God had given him, and he helped those orphans and the fatherless.
然后我们再看
And let us take a look at verse 14.
所以以公义为义，以公平为外袍和冠冕。Says
I put on righteousness and it clothed me, and my justice was like.
所以这个约伯本身很公义。And
so it says that Job was very righteous.
15。Verse
15.
我为瞎眼人的眼，瘸腿人的脚。Says
I was eyes to the blind, I was feet to the lame.
瞎眼人看不见了，那约伯帮助他。
And so the blind cannot see, so Job helped him. And so it became the eyes of the blind. And the people that are lame cannot walk. And Job helped them. And so it became the feet to the lame. Verse 16. I was a father to the poor. The poor lack many, many things in this life. And Job says that he was a father to the poor, he used the blessings that God had given them to help the poor. And the latter half of verse 16.
树不认识我的，我查明他的案件。
And I searched out the case that I did not know.
所以有一些人被冤枉了，约伯帮助他把这个案件弄清楚。
And so Job helped those who did not understand to understand.
然后17节。
Verse 17.
我打破不义人的牙床，从他的牙齿中夺了所抢的。And
it says, I broke the fangs of the wicked and plucked the victim from his teeth.
所以他看到别人占其他人的便宜，约伯就赶快把他打抱不平，把他东西拿回来。And
so for those that took advantage of other people, Job helped those people, helped the victims.
但比起约伯所做的事情。And
for all the things that Job had done.
我们就发现了。 我们的生活都画一个圈圈。
And if we were to draw a life around our a circle around our life.
超过这个圈圈，我们都不管。
And past the things that have no regards to our life, we do not even care about.
这个圈圈有人就是丈夫跟太太这样而已。
And the circle that we may have in our lives that we care about is probably just our those in our family.
那有的圈圈大一点，就包括他的孩子、他的父母。
And perhaps some people have larger circles that they care about, for example, that include their children.
就这样而已，他生活就是在这个圈圈里面。
And perhaps their entire lives are just revolved around that circle of their family.
约伯不是这样。
But Job was not like this.
约伯把神给他的那个圈圈扩张很大，反正需要的他都帮助他们。
And so Job expanded his circle extremely wide, and to those everyone who needed help, he gave them help.
现在再看31章。
And let us turn to Job chapter 31.
31章,
Job chapter 31, verse 16. Job chapter 31, verse 16 through 19. God kept the poor from their desire, or caused the eyes of the widow to fail. For I eaten my morsel by myself, so that the fatherless could not eat of it. But from my youth I reared him as a father, and from my mother's womb I guided the widow. If I have seen anyone perish for lack of clothing, or any poor man without covering. Verse 20, if his heart has not blessed me, and if he was not warmed with the fleece of my sheep, if I have raised my hand against the fatherless, when I saw I had help in the gate, then let my arm fall from my shoulder, let my arm be from the socket. And we can see that as Job lived in this life, he helped the poor. And he did not let the widow perish. And so everything that he ate, he would share with the poor. And so in verse 18, And so he says, as but for my youth, I reared him as a father.
他扶助寡妇,
and he guided the widow.
好,然后19节。Verse 19.
And so for those that lack clothing, he helped those without any clothing.
所以约伯这个人啊,做了很多善事。
And so Job had done many righteous deeds.
所以他所说的义人不只是说不该做的没有做。
And so his definition of righteousness was did not simply stop at the things that he did not do to be considered righteous.
应该做的他都有做。
But also the things that he should have done, the righteous deeds he also did.
那他的义还包括什么?
But what else is inclusive within his righteousness?
如果我们看 31章第一节。
If we look at chapter 31, verse 1. Verse 1, I have made a covenant with my eyes. Why then should I look upon a young woman?
他这个地方说,他眼睛立约不恋恋瞻望处女。
He says he has already made a covenant with his own eyes.
就是他很注重保守自己内心的清洁。
And so he's very concerned with the purity of his heart.
这是没有人知道,但他知道,神知道。
And this is what no one else knows, but only he knows and God knows.
所以他很在意,在神面前,神怎么看他。
And he cares immensely about how much God sees him.
好,那我们接下来看24节。
And if we turn to look, if we turn to look at Job chapter 31, verse 24. If I have made gold my hope, or said to find gold where my confidence. 25. If I have rejoiced because my wealth was great, and because my hand had gained much.
这里啊,约伯在讲,
here it says that he has not made gold his hope.
他不以黄金做他的依靠。
He does not rely on gold or silver.
现在这样的人真的不多啊。
And many people are not like this in this world.
很多人他头脑总想的就是怎么赚钱。
And for many people, their minds are just set on making more money.
那虽然信主，他心里所依靠还是钱。
And so even though they say that they believe in God, what they truly rely on is their wealth and their money.
但是约伯他说，在神的面前哦，我的盼望不是黄金。
However, before God, Job says that he has not made gold his hope.
我的依靠也不是黄金。
He says that I have not relied on gold.
那他盼望什么?
And what is he hoping?
他盼望什么?
He hopes in God.
他依靠什么?
What does he rely on?
他依靠什么?
He relies on God.
那25节呢?
Verse 25.
他说，我的喜乐也不是因为我的财富很丰富。
It says, if I have rejoiced because my wealth was great.
就是说，约伯他的喜乐不是从钱的。
And so that means that Job's rejoicing and all his, the source of his joy was not because of all of his wealth. And we can see that many people in this world, their happiness is brought by only by their wealth and their possessions. However, where did the source of Job's joy come from? Job's joy came from God. And so Job was a man of wealth. However, within his heart, he did not rely on any of this money. And he did not allow this money to try and make him full. And this is a righteous person. And this is what God values heavily upon. And it is not to say that if you have money or wealth that this is not good.
没有钱,没有富足就好。
And it is not to say that if you do not have money and you do not have wealth, then you are good.
完全在心里的最深处,到底我们怎么对待外在的这些东西?
It is all about how our heart reacts to all these things that we have.
如果一个富足人,他不依靠钱,不以神为快乐,不以钱为快乐,常常用这个富足来帮助人,这样的富足是好的。
If a person who is wealthy constantly uses all the blessings that God has given him, all this wealth to help the poor, then this is a good thing. And that is Job's righteousness. And this is not easy. And for someone to always be righteous is very difficult. And we can see because of his righteousness, his relationship with both man and God were very good. Let's take a look at Job chapter 29, verse 7. He said, when I went out to the gate, verse 8.
少年人见我而回避，老人人也起身站立。
The young men saw me and hid, and the aged rose and stood.
这代表对他很尊敬。
This means what? It means that they respected him and revered him.
连老年人都站起来。Even
the aged arose.
啊，第十节。
And verse 10.
首领见我，无声舌头贴住上台。
The voice of the nobles was hushed, and their tongues stuck to the roof of their mouth.
就是很尊敬他了。
This is also that they also really revere him and respect him.
所以约伯的义带给人对他的尊重。
And so, because of Job's righteousness, he brought on the respect of man.
那神怎么看他呢？
But how did God see him?
好，我们看第四节。
Let's take a look at verse 4.
还有第五节。
Job chapter 29, verse 4 and 5. Just as I was in the days of my prime, when my friendly counsel of God was over my tent, when the Almighty was yet with me, when my children were around me.
这地方神带我有密友之情。
It says that God was over my tent.
就是说神跟他好像非常亲近的朋友常常在一起。
And this is to say that their relationship was like two friends together that were very close.
那全能者跟他同在。
And it says the Almighty was yet with me.
所以 约伯虽然很富有,
and so even though Job had many possessions,
人对他的尊敬不是因为他富有,
a man's righteousness to him, a man's respect to him was not because of the wealth that he had,
是因为他的义,
but it is because of his righteousness.
那神对他也很好，很亲近他,
and God also had a very close relationship with Job as well.
但是这样的一个人，不一定说他就不会受苦。
But just because a man is like this does not mean that he does not suffer.
所以在约伯记的开始就讲魔鬼两次来攻击他。
And we can see from the beginning of the book of Job that Satan tries to attack him twice.
第一次把他外在全部都拿掉。
The first time he tries to take away all of his possessions.
财产拿掉。
He takes away all his property.
孩子都拿掉。
He takes away all of his children.
第二次,
the second time,
把他的健康都拿掉。
He takes away his health.
全身正常。
And he had boils all over his flesh.
这是约伯的患难。
And this was Job's affliction.
那当患难来到的时候,
and when suffering and affliction come,
那我们就看约伯有三个朋友。
We can see that Job had three friends.
他来看约伯。
And these three friends went to go see Job.
那他到底要做什么？And
what do they want to do?
我们现在来看约伯记的第三章。And
let us take a look at Job chapter 3.
啊，第二章。
Chapter 2.
十二节。
Chapter 2, verse 12. Verse 12. And when they raised their eyes from afar and did not recognize him, they lifted their voices and wept, and each one tore his robe and sprinkled dust on his head toward heaven.
十三。
Verse 13, so they sat down with him on the ground 7 days and seven nights, and no one spoke a word to him, for they saw that his grief was very great.
在这个十一节的最后一句话,说他这个三个朋友来,要为他悲伤安慰他。
And it said originally in verse 11 that these three friends had come when they heard his adversity and to mourn with him and to comfort him.
所以这个三个朋友来,本来是对约伯说爱他的,要安慰他,要
So originally, these three friends, their objective and motive was to comfort him and to show a love to him.
然后他认不出约伯，就放声大哭。And
so because they mourned with him, and because they saw that his grief was very great.
然后十三节，跟他一起坐七天七夜。And
so they sat down with him on the ground for 7 days and seven nights.
所以我们在患难当中有人愿意来亲近我们，当然这是好的。
And so obviously when someone from afar comes to visit us and to comfort us, this is very good.
但是这三个朋友来劝约伯，我们发现对约伯没有帮助。
However, when these three friends came to meet Job, they did not have a very good effect on him.
所以从第三章开始，那三个朋友就跟约伯在辩起来。
And so starting from chapter 3, these three friends start to argue with Job.
一直辩到29章。
And they try to argue with him until chapter 29 of Job.
这个三个朋友没有办法说服约伯。
And these three friends were not able to convince Job.
为什么?
And it is because these three friends, their argument was based on you have suffered these afflictions because you have sinned against God. And therefore you must repent. And therefore only by repenting can you receive comfort for your sins.
那如果从第三章我们一直读哦, 约伯的三个朋友很丰富的神学知识。
And these Job's three friends were very intelligent.
丰富神学知识。 Theological knowledge.
Oh, were very knowledgeable in theology.
Yeah, theology, yeah. 但是呢, 他对神为什么让约伯受苦他不了解。
But they cannot understand why God will allow a righteous man like Job to suffer.
因为这是灵界里面的奥秘。
Because this is a spiritual mystery.
那他不了解约伯，神为什么让约伯受苦，他一直叫他悔改。
And so because they cannot understand his suffering, they continually urged him to repent before God.
约伯也不能服气，而且他的劝慰也没有办法什么得到什么帮助。
And so Job cannot receive any sort of help from these three friends.
所以我们来看这三个朋友在约伯看起来是什么。
And let us see what these three friends were like in the midst of Job.
13章第四节。
Let's take a look at Job chapter 13 verse 4. 13:4. But you forgers of lies, you are all worthless physicians. Verse 5. Oh that you would be silent and would hear be and it would be your wisdom. Job calls them worthless physicians. The physicians are supposed to cure one's sickness. And now, because Job has suffered affliction, he is very hurt, and he needs someone to comfort
him.
And however, these three friends keep talking to him, and it causes him to feel even more pain. And that is why he calls them worthless physicians. In verse 5,
it
says, oh, that you would be silent, and it would be your wisdom. And it is because when these three friends start talking, it was different from the truth. And it's because these three friends said that it is because of sin that you are suffering. However, I know that for myself, it is not because of my sins. And this also tells us how we can try to comfort those who are experiencing difficulties. Sometimes using just strictly the teachings from the Bible, direct teachings, those will not be enough. Especially when you try to connect their suffering with their sins. Sometimes it is not in direct correlation with the truth. And Job's three friends,
到最后他所讲的
And these three friends, eventually what they said before Job became sin before God. And so it is at the end of the book of Job. If we turn to Job chapter 42, verse 7, and so it was after the Lord had spoken these words to Job that the Lord said to Eliphaz the Temanite, my wrath is aroused against you and your two friends, for you have not spoken of me what is right as my servant Job has.
神对,
and it says here that the Lord was angry against Job's three friends. It says that you have not spoken of me what is right as my servant Job has.
神让他受苦是因为他犯罪。
It is because these three friends said that Job had, was suffering because he had sinned.
那这样他在神面前就变得有罪，因为神让他受苦不是因为罪。
And however, that is not true because the reason why Job was suffering was not because of his sins.
好，那第八节啊。
And in verse 8,
好，他就要他们悔改。
And he wants them to repent.
那约伯就为他们祷告。
And so he, Job went to go pray for them.
那祷告完是他赦免他们。
And it wasn't until Job prayed for them that God forgave them.
所以这里告诉我们啊，我们对别人的苦难不能够随便议论。
And so that means when other people are suffering, we cannot just randomly start arguing with them. Because if we have begun to accuse them of their wrongs, and this is incorrect, then this is also sin before God. And so these three friends of Job became worthless physicians.
约伯在患难的时候,
and so in the day of affliction, when Job was experiencing affliction, what was going on in Job's head?
好,我看第三章,
let us take a look at Job chapter 3. Job chapter 3, verse 21. Who long for death, but it does not come, and search for it more than hidden treasures.
这里说,人在受苦中啊, 切望死,却不得死,
and Job thought that dying was much better than living in this scenario. Because death is the end of all pain for him.
那在第三章第一节,
and in Job chapter 3, verse 1, it says that he cursed the day of his birth and he said it was better for him not to be born.
但是约伯在苦难当中，我们就发现另外一件事实。
However, during Job's afflictions, we can also learn one more thing.
就是人为什么活着?
It is to learn why does man live.
这个在苦难当中才看得出来。And
this is only something that we can discover the purpose of when we are experiencing affliction.
有时候在问一个人你为什么活着?
When we ask someone, why are you alive?
有一次我在那个初级班问那些学生。
When I was speaking to E2 people and asked them this question,
人为什么活着?
Why do people live?
我以为他们没有想过，他早就想过了。And
I thought originally that they had never thought about this question.
学生马上举手, for fun.
And they immediately raised their hand and they said for fun.
人活着就是为了fun.
And they said that they live because it is fun.
这是事实，现在人活着就是为了快乐。
And this is actually true because most people live because of their own joy.
因为死就完了，所以今天
and so they say that because Lord, life is short, that they should have fun now. And if we only live just to experience all these all this happiness, then when Job has experienced all these afflictions and
boils,
his children have died.
财产都没有了,
and all of his property and possessions are gone.
太太说你拜神,去掉神,死了算了,
and his wife told him to curse God and die.
约伯没有犯了,
Job did not sin against God.
那活着要做什么?
But then what does he do if he is alive?
所以这个问题就很难回答了,
and so this is a very difficult thing to respond to.
如果活着为犯,在约伯这个情况大概会自杀,
and if life was merely just for fun, then perhaps Job should have just committed suicide just then and there.
所以有时候我们看到一个新闻，他夫妻很老的时候，丈夫用枪一枪把太太打死，然后自己自杀，这可以了解。
Like for example, when a man has lost all his possessions and then they have they go on a rampage and they kill their wife and himself and they suicide.
为什么？因为他们一生夫妻就是为着饭，有一天没有饭，为什么活着？
And because their entire life they had been living just simply for fun. However, when the fun is gone, what purpose is there to live anymore?
那有的人说,为什么?
And so, what do others say? Oh, I live because of my children.
如果我们活着为了孩子,
if we only live solely because of our kids,
一个人说孩子搬走了,你来为什么?
And if children have moved away, then what do you do now?
那如果像约伯,
and if Job's children are all dead, then what do you do now? Then you have no purpose in life.
有时候说,
and if some say, oh, I live because of my wife, and I will live solely because of her.
那约伯的太太说,你弃掉神死算了,你离开他。
And so when Job's wife had told him to curse God and die, and he left him,
那你是为什么活着?
Then what do you live?
也没有办法找到原因活着。
Then you have no reason.
那有人活着说,因为我很多钱啊。
And some say they live because they have so much money.
那我一直在赚钱就有成就感,这样很高兴,所以我会这样活着。
And some people say that oh, the wealth gives them a drive to live more, and so they live because of their wealth.
所以有的人他退休,他还一直在做赚钱啊。
And so even some people who have retired already are still working to make even more money than they can.
不是他需要钱。
It's not because they need more money.
是在赚钱当中感到一种满足,一种成就感。
It is because they have received some kind of satisfaction by receiving more wealth.
那如果为这样活着,
however, if you live because of this reason,
约伯财产全部都没有了,
And Job's entire possessions were all gone.
那你为什么活着?
Then why do you still live?
所以在约伯最患难的时候,
and so in Job's, the peak of his affliction, we can see why man lives.
我们平常一般所谓活下去的原因,
everything that we supposedly were to live for, Job had lost all of these.
那个时候我们就看到为什么我们需要有神。
Then we can realize that why we need God in our lives.
约伯记十九章。
Now let us turn to Job chapter 19.
约伯记十九章。
Job chapter 19.
26节。
Job chapter 19, verse 25 and 26. For I know that my Redeemer lives, and he shall stand at last on the earth. 26, and after my skin is destroyed, this I know, that in my flesh I shall see God.
这里说，我知道我的救赎主活着。
It says, for I know that my Redeemer lives.
天上那位神活着。
He knows that his God in heaven lives. 26, and verse 26.
我这个皮肉灭绝之后，我必在肉体之外得见神。
It says that, and after my skin is destroyed, this I know, that in my flesh I shall see God.
所以约伯在最痛苦的时候，他知道我这个肉体啊会毁坏的。
And so he knows that in his flesh, his skin will be destroyed.
但是我在肉体之外得见神。
But he knows that also in his flesh, he shall also see God.
突然间我们发现神把他所有东西全部拿走之后, 为什么活着就很清楚。
And so when God has taken away all his possessions and every material thing that he had, he can finally see something.
我们活着就是为着在肉体之外得见神。
He knows that because, the reason for his living is so that he can see God.
所以只有这个原因能够安慰在极端痛苦的人。
And only this reason, and this reason only can comfort a person who is sad.
因为在极端的痛苦里面还有极大的盼望。
Because in so much affliction, this person still has a lot of hope.
那个盼望就是我离开肉体之后我要见到神。
And this hope is that after I have, after in the flesh, I shall see God.
这个就好像保罗在监牢里面。
And this is just as Paul was like in his, when he was in prison.
他说我在两难之间。
And he says he is in conflict between two things.
如果离开世界，我的好的物品跟神同在。
If I die, then I can see God in heaven and my possessions, my heavenly inheritance is there.
当人有这个盼望。
And when a man has this kind of hope,
人就有力量来面对苦难。
The man has a strength to encounter and face his difficulties.
因为最后顶多不了就是死。
Because in the end, the only result for us is all just to die.
那死了我就见到神。
However, when you die, you can see God.
那是好的物比地上没有的。
And that is something that something on this world that can never give us.
所以约伯记真的让我们想到，人生集中的追求什么。
And so Job can tell us what is the main purpose and the complete objective of our life.
就是肉体之外得见神。
Which is to see God in our flesh.
好，那既然人有这个盼望。
And so as man has his hope.
我要得见神。
And you want to see God.
我们周围的人都可能都会过去。
All of us here may will one day pass away.
但是我们面对神就不会过去。
However, seeing God will never pass away for anyone.
那既然我们有这个盼望。
And if we have this kind of hope, then what should we pursue? Let's take a look at Job chapter 23, verse 10. Job chapter 23, verse 10. But he knows the way that I take. When he has tested me, I shall come forth as gold. It says that when he has tested me, I shall come forth as gold. When God has put us into the fire of affliction.
为什么?
Why?
会让我像金金。
So that he can become, make us become like gold.
所以约伯就知道我们在苦难当中神的目的就是要让我像金金。
And so Job understands that when he is suffering affliction, that God is trying to make him come forth as gold.
这个就是神看一个人价值的地方。
And that is when God truly sees a man's value.
约伯记在启示录里面在讲老底家教会。
In the book of Revelations, it talks about the church of Laodicea.
说老底家教会富足了，一样都不缺。
And so it says that the church of Laodicea did not lack a single thing.
这个是外在。
And this was in materialistically speaking.
但是神怎么看他？
However, how did God see this church?
他是瞎眼的。
He said that this church was blind.
贫穷的。
It was poor.
赤身肉体的。
Naked.
是可怜的。
And it was pitiful.
所以从属灵眼光来看。
And so from looking at it from the spiritual perspective,
是瞎眼的,
it was a blind church.
他没有看到灵界的价值。
It did not see the spiritual value and glory.
他是赤身肉体啊。
It was naked.
为什么
？Why?
没有义啊。生活活在罪里面。
It had no righteousness because it was constantly living in wickedness.
那他是贫穷的。
And it was poor.
那怎么办？他不是很富足，为什么贫穷
？If they were wealthy, why are they poor?
灵在灵性上是贫穷。
In the spirit, they were extremely poor.
所以要怎么办？
So what do we do?
第一个要买眼药点上去，让眼睛明亮，可以看到灵界的荣耀富足。
You need some kind of eye medicine to be able to drop into your eye so that you can see the spiritual value.
第二个要买白衣穿上去。
And the second is to buy this spiritual righteous robe.
要追求在神面前有义。
So that you can have righteousness before God.
第三个要买黄金。
And the third is to buy gold.
那个黄金是什么？
And what is this gold?
那个黄金就是约伯在这里讲的。
And this gold is the same gold that is that Job refers to over here.
他试炼我之后，我必如金金。
He says that when he has tested me, I shall come forth as gold.
就是我们的灵性很纯洁。
It says that our faith becomes very pure.
我们的信仰非常纯正。
Our faith becomes very sincere.
这个就是人的价值。
And that is our man's value.
所以约伯去探讨到最后。
And so at the end of all of Job's afflictions,
让我们知道人中集中的目标就是见到神。
It tells us about our clear aim in life, which is to eventually see God.
让我们知道人生集中的价值就是像金金一样的纯。
And man's value at the end of his life is to become like gold.
这个就是好点的目的了。
And this is the purpose of his afflictions.
所以我们再就看看约伯试炼以后，他的信仰越来越深了。
And so we can see that as Job became, was tested by God, that his faith grew even deeper.
从这个表面上物质上的祝福的感谢，进到从灵里的深处对神的盼望。
And so from all of his material possessions into the spiritual depth he was able to see.
从外面的这些价值进到灵里面真正的价值。
From all the material wealth that he had into seeing the spiritual value.
那约伯的朋友没有办法说服他怎么办呢？
And as Job's friends were not able to comfort him, what do they do?
那从约伯记的约伯记的三十八章开始。
And if we can see from Job chapter 38 and onwards,
神就开始讲话。
Then Job starts to speak to Job.
神一讲话，约伯一句话都讲不出来。
And as God spoke to Job, Job was unable to say a single thing.
那神讲什么？
And what did God say?
神问很多问题。
God asked him many questions.
天上的那个山上动物谁造？
Who is the one that created that the animal on the mountain?
天上万象谁造？
Who created the heavens and earth?
那些飞鸟谁养的？
Who took care of all the birds?
他都讲不出来。
And he was not able to respond to any of these questions.
他就安静下。
And so he quieted it down.
那到最后，约伯记要结束的时候。
And at the very end of the book of Job.
神有没有告诉约伯你为什么受苦？没有。
God still did not answer Job, why did you suffer affliction? And so perhaps in our entire lives, we may not never know the reason of our own affliction, as Job did not know. However, at the point of Job chapter 42, to know or not know the reason of your affliction was not important anymore. But to know that God is good. And that everything that God has allowed us to experience is good.
都是对我们有益处的。
And there is all meaning for everything that He has allowed us to experience.
那为什么受苦，有时候人不知道。
So perhaps when the reason of our suffering, we will never understand.
四十二章我们就看到约伯，在最后的结论有两点。
And so there's two conclusions in Job chapter 42.
好，看约伯记四十二章。
Let's take a look at Job chapter 42.
第五节。
Verse 5.Verse 5, I have heard of you by the hearing of the ear, but now my eye sees you.
这里说，我从前是风闻有你，现在亲眼看到。
It says, I have heard of you by the hearing of the ear, but now my eye sees you.
所以他的信仰从理论上一直到真正对神有体验。
And his faith goes from being just theoretical to actually experiencing God.
这个就是他试炼最后的灵性的一个长进。
And this is one of the epiphany from all of his afflictions.
那从第十节开始。
And from verse 4.
十节。
Verse 10.
约伯神给他的祝福都是 比以前加倍。
And all the blessings that God had given him were added upon even more.
所以有时候苦难就是神祝福的开始。
And so perhaps in affliction, that is the beginning of God's grace and blessings.
因为苦难本身是神的爱。
Because the heart of all this suffering and all this affliction, the core of all this is God's blessings.
当我们灵性提升以后，神，我们更配得神给我们祝福。
And because as our spirituality increases, we are more worthy of God's
blessings.
And he had a very positive ending. And those who love God. And all things work together for those who love God.
所以开始第一章真的很痛苦。And
so it started in chapter 1 when he experienced all these afflictions and a lot of suffering.
42章，他在灵性上、物质上都得。However,
in chapter 42, in both materialistic sense and also the spiritual sense, he has received many blessings. Because God is good. Let us sing a hymn.
397首。
Let us sing hymn 397.